In preparation for today's elections in Iraq, a group of U.S. legislators visited Amman, Jordan, to meet with 20 Iraqi women candidates for a training session. The purpose was to teach the candidates about campaigning and the mechanics of election politics. The delegation was headed by Democratic Representative Ellen Towser and Republican Representative Kay Granger, who joins us from Fort Worth, Texas. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with you.
In spite of several attacks, the voting in Iraq, it went as well as really could be expected under the circumstances. When you met with the candidates a few weeks ago, was security their main concern?
It really was. Both their security, their own security, and security of the voters. They were concerned about that. They were also concerned about infrastructure. Just, you know, how do you get the information out to people? Where are they going to vote? How they vote? Things like that.
What is your assessment of the election so far?
Well, I think it's wonderful. I was thrilled with the turnout. We were very concerned that there wouldn't be enough security and there would be a poor turnout. The women that we met with, 20 women, were absolutely determined to stay on the ballots and determined to do everything they possibly could to get the word out. But I think it's very important.
Tell us about some of the women candidates that you met. I mean, this is truly an act of courage to just participate in the elections for many people.
I think, Sue, they're some of the bravest women I ever met in my life. These are women who had members of their families assassinated, kidnapped. They had been threatened repeatedly, very personally targeted. The terrorists knew who they were and knew where they lived, knew where their family members were, and that they were still absolutely committed to this election. And it wasn't an election, it wasn't a candidate like we think of, where, you know, I said I'm out there putting my name out, my picture on everything, and I want to win this personally. They were putting themselves, allowing their names to be on those lists because they wanted to be a part of writing their constitution, self-determination. It was really remarkable.
Was there a sense among the people that you met that these elections are indeed truly free? Of course, there's an air of martial law. There's the presence of U.S. troops, high security. Was that the feeling that you were getting from the people that you talked to?
No, more than anything, they saw it as a first step. In other words, this is a step that must be taken, these elections, to elect these 275 people who will then write the Constitution, then the Constitution ratified, and then probably the next election will be the most important as far as an election. But they saw it as a very, very important step towards self-determination and taking their country back.
What do you think Congress, the United States Congress in particular, could do to help the legislative process now there with the new Iraqi parliament?
Well, we promised, those of us who met with these women, promised we would stay involved and promised we would come back. We exchanged email addresses. We got to know each other. It was two long days and long nights together, and said we would help every way we possibly could. Now, these are very well-educated, accomplished women. So I think perhaps sometimes the American people don't realize who we're dealing with and that they're very able to do the work, but we will give them every possible help we can if they ask for, so that they can write their constitution, they can have the government that they see is appropriate.
And finally, and briefly, what were the main issues for the women that you spoke to?
Two things. One thing, the most important thing was the security, their security and the security of the voters. But the other thing that they talked about, which is really remarkable, is having diversity in the government, in those that were elected. So making sure that all the voices were heard. And we had Sunnis and Shias and Kurds all in the same room, Christians, independents, and they all said the same thing. We want to reflect diversity.
Representative Kay Granger is a Republican from Texas. Earlier this month, she was in Amman, Jordan, meeting with some 20 women candidates in the Iraqi election. She spoke to us from Fort Worth, Texas. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.